WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Open most comic books and you enter a fantasy world. Open American Splendor Comics by Harvey Pekar and you enter reality. Pekar is both author and hero of the brutally honest American Splendor and has attracted enough of a following to appear on Late Night with David Letterman. Guest critic Stuart Kloans wonders, will success spoil Harvey Pekar?
George Eliot, may she rest in peace, made the famous observation that a heroine who wants to succeed had better be in the right place at the right time. I think the same thing goes for comic book heroes. What would Superman be outside of Metropolis? How could Donald Duck function anywhere except in his beloved Duckburg? And where would Harvey Pekar be without Cleveland? Where, for that matter, would Cleveland be without Pekar? Until Harvey Pekar started putting out American Splendor comics in 1976, the city was not exactly an ornament to culture. Jazz fans knew it as the home of Tad Dameron. Otherwise, Cleveland figured in the national imagination mostly as a place with a burning river and a woeful baseball team. And then came Harvey Pekar, determined to prove that his native city is a folkloric treasure trove, an enchanted landscape where every cafeteria and parking lot promises magic, where every office drudge and street corner philosopher speaks in pure, unaffected poetry. I'm not kidding, folks. The 13th issue of American Splendor has just come out, and it's gripping. You can read about how the cat peed on Harvey's Charlie Parker records. You can visit with Harvey while he and a friend wait for help at a cheap clothing store, and nobody gives them service. You can listen as Harvey remonstrates with a musician friend who's heavily into the bebop revival. The friend, by the way, is apparently checked into a state mental hospital, but that does not stop Harvey from criticizing the guy. Harvey is forthright. And he's public-spirited, too. There's an excellent two-page spread all about how Harvey takes a piece of rubber out of the middle of a road, actually saving motorists from having to swerve around it. American Splendor has a more intellectual side, too. There are a couple of stories where Harvey talks politics. In another, he summarizes a whole novel by I.J. Singer, Isaac Bashevis's brother, complete with critical notes. I know that Pekar is proud of these flights, but the stories I like best are the ones that seem most ordinary, like the piece where the most important thing that happens is that Harvey's interlocutor forgets what he was about to say. Which leads me to my one criticism of the new American Splendor. It used to be that Harvey did only the things that anybody else would do. That was the charm. Well, charm is not really what this is about. That was the stubborn working-class integrity of American Splendor. But now, Harvey has become something of a success. He writes stories about being on the David Letterman show. Granted, the stories are about how he turns his interview into a debacle, but still, there he is in New York appearing on TV, instead of standing in a supermarket line in Cleveland behind an old Jewish lady. I don't want to make too big a deal of this. I just prefer the traditional tone of American Splendor, which used to have stories titled Waking to the Terror of the New Day. Doubleday and Company has put out two big anthologies of American Splendor, so you can use them to bone up on the older material. The new issue is available wherever finer comic books are sold, or you can get it by mail. For information, write to Harvey Pekar, P-E-K-A-R, at P.O. Box 18471, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
Stuart Kloans reviews small press fiction and poetry for The Nation magazine.